Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We got Brad, we got Josh. We're here to break down week 7 games. We got some bosses. We got some guys just, what's the opposite of a boss? A peasant?
A bum.
A bum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people that hopefully they were unemployed in your fantasy league this week. Hopefully you weren't starting them. But chances are you were. Heroes, villains didn't go too great for me this week, but hey, what do you want to know? How you doing, Josh?
Yeah, good, man. Same thing. C-Cup didn't really deliver. The Rams didn't really need him, so what are you going to do?
Yep, I know I had Evan Engram as a hero, and he came through very bad and very poorly.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We got a lot of games. We're going to kind of switch this up and do it a little differently. We're not just going to break down the games. We'll talk about some guys that bossed out of control.
Okay, yeah. So I got a guy right off the top.
Okay, you bossing it? Who bossed? Who was a boss for you?
This is an easy Dalvin Cook, sir.
Dalvin
Cook?
Straight
boss today.
Okay. I mean, yes. I think there's another running back that, because Dalvin Cook, great. He bossed and he was started. But I was going to go with more of a Latavius Murray.
Okay.
Because Latavius Murray ownership percentage is only 51%, where Dalvin Cook's probably started 100% of the leagues, right? Or close to.
That's true.
And Latavius Murray, a guy who we didn't know what he's going to do. Alvin Kamara's out with high ankle injury. And Kamara could be out for 2 more weeks, man.
Don't say that.
Well, next week they play, I believe it's Arizona, and then they go on their bye.
Yeah, that's true. So they don't need him.
If they don't need him, why rush him back when you're talking about Super Bowl? Because they're talking about even putting Drew Brees in as a backup next week.
Drew Brees ain't coming off the bench, bro.
But that's what they said. They said he'll be like the second quarterback emergency. That way Taysom Hill can go back to being a tight end and stop being their second quarterback. Because right now they can't use him like they want to because he's the only other quarterback on the roster.
Brees ain't coming off the bench, bro. It's never going to happen. But, yeah, it was a good showing by Latavius Murray. He had a great game. Now, there's a guy that I was kind of surprised by because we came into this game thinking that the RB1 was healthy enough to play, and instead they brought this rookie in by the name of Chase Edmonds. Anybody ever heard of him? Yeah.
I thought he was there last year.
Is he? I'm pretty sure he's rookie. Anyway, 27 carries, 126 yards. 3 tugs.
David Johnson started the game, ran the first play. Then Chase Edmonds came in and ran the rest. Got so tired he was throwing up in a trash can. David Johnson had to come back into the game for a little bit, but never touched the ball. And then as soon as he got everything out of his system, Chase Edmonds right back in there.
I didn't see that. He was throwing up?
Yeah, throwing up on the sidelines. Because he was getting, you know, nice, he hadn't got that much work. What do you see? Like we said, they play New Orleans next week with Chase Edmonds. You probably don't want to start him against New Orleans, but is he going to be a guy you're going to put in a flex?
I think so. And on the flip side of this, it makes David Johnson unusable currently.
Because that was what we said with David Johnson was his usage was so good that it made him an RB1 last year, even though he didn't seem like it. And now we don't have that usage, and I'm getting a little nervous. And Chase Edmonds looks good. I know, okay, it is the Giants' defense, so we will say that. Take that for what it is.
Now, I got a question about this guy. He had a touchdown through the air, but would you call him a bum, Melvin Gordon? Would you call him a
bum? Yes, 100%. And the reason being, we'll go to running back bums. We'll go to running back bums. So Melvin Gordon, big-time bum, and here's the reason why. The Chargers are so banged up in the offensive line, they can't run the ball. Mm. They can't do it. And you got Melvin Gordon coming in there, and he got – how many carries did he get? Do you have it up?
I just had the game up. Let me go back to it. He got 16 carries.
16 carries, and he did nothing with those carries, right? 32 yards.
He got 32. Yep.
He did get a catch through the air, but – lost a fumble that cost him the game. And then we have one catch, two receptions for -3 yards.
But that tug,
That's the only thing that even made him good, but it's still, we've had him 3 games now. So he's been back for 3 games. 7.8, 7.8, 8.9. He's almost becoming unusable.
Yeah, I agree. It's not very encouraging to see what he's been doing.
Now, on the flip side, you have Austin Eckler, who almost had an amazing boss game, and it was still a great game with 20-some points in PPR, but 25 points. He had a touchdown called back, but he's doing nothing on the ground either. He at least is getting the reception works and keeps the offense going.
That's true, and you can't help but wonder if maybe they don't start going back to him a little bit more. Whenever they were successful, it was because they were giving Eckler a lot more looks. You know, they started off hot, and now they've dropped 5 in a row.
And another bum I want to bring up, Kenyon Drake. He had 0.1 points less than Melvin Gordon. He was the only thing on this Miami team. You got Kalen Ballage getting the goal line work. You got Mark Walton getting more carries. Is Kenyon Drake droppable?
No. No, he's not. And I'll tell you why. It's because the trade deadline is coming up.
Okay.
And I but if he fully doesn't, believe.
If he does not get dealt, drop him around.
He's out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be Mark Walton. You got to remember, this team wants to lose. And they're not going to put Kenyon Drake on the field to mess that up.
And then the other bum running back I want to talk about, Mark Ingram. He's not getting used in the passing game. He's not getting the touchdowns. Lamar Jackson got the 4th down run play. Gus Edwards was out touching him, or at least was closer of a split. Was actually looking like Gus Edwards of last year. I'm really nervous about Mark Ingram right now. If you can sell him for anything of value, I probably would do it now before it gets too late.
Yeah, it's the more concerning guy for me wasn't even – it was Devonta Freeman. This should have been a good game for Freeman. And the main reason it should have been a good game for Freeman.
So I wanted to talk about that. So bum-wise, I just wanted to say the whole Atlanta offense.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's true. Not Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub was 6 for 6 with a tug, bud.
Okay, yeah. Matt Schaub was started nowhere.
Yeah. Austin Hooper wasn't too bad.
He came on in the end there, the very end, the fourth quarter. He didn't get a catch till I think, the third quarter, end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
So Matt Ryan banged up his ankle. Devonta Freeman probably being suspended next week.
Oh.
Ito Smith's probably going to be out with a concussion next week.
He got carted off.
Yes, I'm saying not, with a concussion, right?
So like, Devonta Freeman decided to go after Aaron Donald.
You know what they say when you go to prison? You find
the biggest, baddest.
And you punch him right. Yeah, so that's what he did. Prison.
Yeah, but Aaron Donald is like 6'5", 300 pounds with a six-pack. Like, you don't mess with a dude that for real. Like, he's for real.
The thing is, Aaron Donald started it, was picking him up, was throwing him around too. I don't know if it was really a punch or it was a frustration thing, what it was. Either way, that's really the running back bum. I just really want to say the whole Atlanta team. What about boss quarterbacks? Aaron Rodgers there, buddy. Is he back? I think he heard what you said about him not being an elite top QB1 anymore. And he said, well, Joshua, let me take you on down to the Old Town Road. And I'm just going to throw for 5 touchdowns and run for 1. Because why not?
He did. He dang sure did. And he threw all of these touchdowns. One of them was to Valdes-Scantling on a slant. But the rest of them, I mean, do you know who Jake Kumerow is?
No.
Well, most people didn't. He spread the ball out so well today.
And he was throwing bombs. Aaron Jones caught one.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and Jamal Williams caught another one too. But he was spreading the ball around that none of these receivers were as nearly effective as they could be. He didn't have a one, and he didn't need one.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, 429 yards, 5 touchdowns. And let's just go ahead and run one in too while we're at it. My goodness.
Heck yeah. We already kind of said Matt Ryan, the whole Atlanta team. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. They're bad.
Do you want to say that? Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. I mean, Jared Goff, he wasn't a boss. He had a decent game. But
Kirk Cousins, would you call his game a boss?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Matt Stafford?
Kirk Cousins threw 4 touchdowns, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Stafford had a great game. Those guys are straight up bosses. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdowns, 337 yards. And Diggs, even though he didn't get a touchdown, he's got to be happy with 142 yards and seven catches.
Jacoby,
right?
Brissett as well. He threw four touchdown passes too. So.
Oh.
And then I just want to bring up Lamar Jackson's 100 and 100. Threw for 100 and rushed for 100.
He is not a typical quarterback.
Nope. But that's why you got him on your team. Now, bum quarterbacks that kind of let you down here. Daniel Jones in an Arizona matchup that looked good. And Kyler Murray on the other side of the ball. Both those guys really letting you down.
Yeah, I mean, Kyler Murray was a surprising one, but it was mostly because he wasn't really needed. Chase Edmonds was the guy, like we just talked about, who was doing all the work. Kyler didn't have to do a lot in this game, and that was actually pretty good for him because he was able to take a break. And especially, like you said, with that tough matchup against New Orleans next week, kind of have to start looking ahead to that one. So
yep.
We'll see how it plays out. But they're hot right now. They won three in a row.
And the last one is Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm just going to chalk that up to the weather was crap there.
Well, we're not going to throw Patty Mahomes in there as a bum?
He's hurt.
Well,
he's got a bum knee.
Everyone in the Niners and Redskins game was a bum. Yep. Everyone. You can say Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, the Niners defense. But that was it. But you know, I'm saying like they were started probably in 80% of leagues.
Everyone was a bum. Everyone.
All right, let's do some wide receivers here.
Okay.
Marvin Jones, man. Four touchdowns. We kind of counted him out when we did the preview. We were wrong.
He had one coming into this game.
Yeah.
One.
And he dropped one. I mean, he came back and caught it in two plays later, but he dropped one.
What would make you think that he was going to catch four touchdown passes?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. He didn't even lead the team in yards. That was Danny Amendola.
He's bossing out of control. Another guy I want to bring up is Nuke, just because he finally had a good game, finally had over 100 yards, and should have had a second touchdown.
Should have.
And a weak holding call was called, and it called it back. So you're talking about a possible 30-point game from Nuke, who has just been pretty much atrocious all year, other than week one.
Yeah. Well, can't guard Mike. He had a pretty good game, right?
Michael Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Zach Pascal? Is this anything? Are you going out to pick him up against Denver next week?
He does appear to be
the other guy.
Yeah, he's their number two now. I don't know if I'm ready to say that this offense can support two number one receivers, but Zach Pascal, he might be the real deal. And Eric Ebron has slid back into the more predominant tight end now that he's decided to catch some stuff.
Okay, because you got to throw it just to where he has a one-hand catch it. He couldn't have caught that. Yeah. If he got both hands on the ball, he was dropping it.
Yeah, absolutely. If it would have been right to the old chest, he would have dropped it 100%. I don't know
why. We'll get in tight ends here in a second because there is a bum I want to talk about. Stephon Diggs was another boss, and the reason I want to bring up Stephon Diggs is Adam Thielen came out of that game early, and they have a short week playing Thursday night, so Thielen will probably be out as well on that game. So Stephon Diggs looking pretty good in a decent matchup next week against Washington.
Very attractive.
Yeah. And then Corey Davis. Is this Tannehill's guy?
I think it is Tannehill's guy. At first, I was kind of thinking that Tannehill wasn't going to stretch the field as much as he did. I was expecting a little bit more to go to Adam Humphries, but he aired the ball out pretty well. And Corey Davis, it's amazing how great Corey Davis and A.J. Brown look with a more competent quarterback. I'm not going to call Ryan Tannehill a competent quarterback,
and they play
he's more competent.
And they play Tampa next week, so that's a nice matchup. Ooh. So Corey Davis, but he's out there. Go get him.
Are you ready to throw him into your lineup, though?
Next week's buys are Baltimore and Dallas. So Amari Cooper, really the only guy of value there on a buy. Would you start him over? Let's say you're a Chiefs guy who's been starting one of the other Chiefs receivers not named Tyreek Hill. Would you start him over those guys? With Holmes being out?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like Mecole Hardman. If you've been running Mecole Hardman out there or DeMarcus Robinson, why not go get Corey Davis?
Yeah, you can't throw Mecole Hardman out there right now.
Yeah, okay. And then bum wide wide receivers. Adam Thielen got hurt, so I don't want to really straight up call him a bum.
He's a bum.
Tyler Boyd, though, another bad game in a row.
Well, yeah, Tyler Boyd, Auden Tate, both of them kind of – it was more of just Andy Dalton being bad. It wasn't necessarily them. The offensive line is bad. Andy Dalton was atrocious. I mean, they don't have a running game. If you don't have a running game, you can't have a passing game. I mean, for the most part, and especially when your quarterback's the Red Rifle, it's just bad. He's regressed in a major way. I would say Cooper Kupp was a huge surprise for me, and the fact that he just – he had four, 6 for 50, man. I mean, what is that going to get you?
No. I mean, he's a touchdown guy. If he doesn't get those touchdowns, I mean.
Well, he has been a yardage guy.
But he's been getting the touchdowns with those, too, which has made his numbers seem ridiculous. Another guy that we thought – roads closed, got a hold of Kenny Galladay, where Marvin Jones had this blow-up game and Kenny Galladay did nothing because they just went the other way.
Kind of expected that. A guy who, we knew that that was going to happen.
Oh, and the last one, Terry McLaurin, I know you brought him up, but that weather was really bad. We haven't been talking about the weather. Probably should be staying more up on it. It was disgusting.
So I know this isn't something you want to talk about. We need to talk about the Chargers offense as a whole right now.
Everybody's dead.
Well, Phillip, statistically, 329 for 2 touchdowns. That wasn't horrible. But that was mostly garbage time.
Well, that was coming back because they have no defense. They're running
Hunter Henry looked great.
Who's the Panthers, old Panthers middle linebacker who played with a broken arm in the Super Bowl? Thomas Davis. That's their best player other than Joey Bosa on defense. And he came out for he's out.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, everybody's hurt. Casey Hayward went down with an injury. Their best corner. They are dropping like flies on that whole team. And that's going to be the problem. And that's why Melvin Gordon can't get going is because, okay, we'll let you plot around and drop back down to your 3.2 yards a carry guy that you were your first couple of years. And it's not working out well.
What do you do with Keenan Allen at this point?
You got to play him. They're in plus because game scripts. But you want to see – so if you're a Keenan Allen owner, you actually want to see a good game from Mike Williams. I know it sounds weird, but that'll start pulling some coverage. Rivers threw the ball to Keenan Allen one time. There was 3 dudes on him.
He did have a lot of targets. He had 10 targets.
There were three guys on him. They were blanking him. One underneath, one over the top, and one on the inside.
Yeah. Keenan Allen's getting a lot of attention. But I am worried. I mean, even with the targets, he still only had 4 catches for 61 yards. It's not something that's going to blow you away.
Yeah.
Eckler was the leading receiver on that team.
No, Keenan Allen, I think this happened last year too. He went through that little dry spell in the middle of the year where he wasn't getting touchdowns and his numbers just weren't there. He's getting the targets. You have to start him. Because you're not going to get crazy and you're not going to start. Who was the guy we just said over him? See, I can't even think of it.
He's already dead.
Corey Davis. You're not starting Corey Davis over him.
No.
Exactly. Even if the matchup's perfect, you're going to start Keenan Allen over Corey Davis. And that's probably what you're looking at right now because it's probably too late to jump on one of these other guys. Now, I do have a question for you. Bosses at tight end. Let's get through tight ends real quick. Really only one boss I want to talk about is Darren Waller. He doesn't care who the quarterback is. Finally getting touchdown catches. And then
Darren Waller's really good.
And then the bum I want to bring up is Mark Andrews. And the reason I want to say this was he was dropping. He dropped a touchdown. He dropped 2 20-yard just right in his hands catches. From Lamar Jackson. So I'm a little bit worried about Mark Andrews. I mean, you're probably still going to start him because tight ends are so bad, but.
Especially after Will Dissey, RIP. And Evan Ingram was also a super bum. 1 for 6 is atrocious.
Yeah. It was. Evan Ingram is hurt bad. So he left the game holding his neck and his back. Midway through the game.
Grow up.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Did you tell him to grow up?
No. We'll never do that. All right, let's get into these games now. Kind of talked about the guys that stood out, but let's just get into some games. Chiefs Broncos. We already talked about We talked about Patrick Mahomes. It's 3 to 6 weeks is what it's looking like right now. No major ligament damage, but still 3 to 6 weeks.
Gross.
So that puts them after the bye week of the game him back. How do you feel about the Chiefs guys? Hill and Kelce, the only guys you're starting now?
That's it. What about you're probably going to start Hill and Kelce out of necessity, not necessarily.
Well, they can still break one and they still get their target share. What about LeSean McCoy? You think they'll go to a more conservative offense?
I think they're going to have to. LeSean McCoy,
he's the better to be the guy they want to. He's the better running back, like actual running the ball. Yeah.
And the carries were almost split even, but I mean, when Andy Reid looks at the tape and he realizes that Damian Williams was averaging less than 1 yard a carry, he'll probably realize that Shady needs the ball a lot.
And he'll carry it like a loaf of bread because that's what Shady does. All right, let's talk about the Broncos running backs. Phillip Lindsay, Royce Freeman. Lindsay got one more carry, one more yard. Freeman got the touchdown. You starting them both every week?
Nope.
Okay.
You're going to continue to start. You're going to continue to start Lindsay as an RB2. This was the game where Lindsay should have broke out. The Broncos, man, they were just bad. And it looks like they could potentially trade Emmanuel Sanders. So Adam Schefter tweeted out that they're listening to offers for him. That's only going to make this offense worse. But if they do, I guess you can go out and take a stab at Deshaun Hamilton.
Okay, and then Cortland Sutton. He's worth a start every week, right?
PPR-wise? Yeah, he's the guy.
Okay.
6 for 87. Great.
Rams. Oh, man. Rams Falcons. We talked about everything of note. Julio Jones got 6 for 93. He caught a lot of Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey was fighting to get on the field more, even though he'd only been with the team for 4 days. You already talked about Jared Goff had a good game. Todd Gurley caught a touchdown pass.
Thank goodness.
And other than that, what are you doing with Brandon? What are you doing with Brandon Cooks?
That's a great question since I traded you for him in Dynasty.
Yeah, I want to know. Like, really, do you want to start him?
No, I think I'm going to be pivoting away from Brandon Cooks at this point. I'm going to start Cortland Sutton over Brandon Cooks.
Would you start a guy from this next game that I'm talking about, Miami-Buffalo? Would you start Devontae Parker over Brandon Cooks?
No.
We've seen Fitzmagic in there, and he is starting to favor Devontae Parker a little bit.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'd rather start Preston Williams over Devontae Parker.
We talked about the Miami running back situation. Kenyon Drake, hold on to the trade deadline. If he doesn't move, you can go ahead and drop him. Anything other than Dynasty.
Yep.
Josh Allen had an okay game, but we expected a lot more. John Brown looked good. Cole Beasley caught you a touchdown pass. The running backs were meh.
Meh. I was surprised by that. I really thought that they would have fed them the ball.
Well, they got down. They were down in the game.
Which was also surprising. The whole game was surprising. They didn't cover either. So.
Second week in a row that Miami's covered the spread. Easy money. Bet on Miami. Because they got Pittsburgh next week. Who? All right, Jacksonville, Cincinnati. Andy Dalton, they say he rushed for a touchdown and got one in. The coach was asked if they plan on benching Andy Dalton. And he said no. I think the biggest news for Cincinnati is that AJ Green will not be back till after the bye week.
Yeah, it hurt.
So if you're holding on to AJ Green, got a ways to go.
Been holding on way too long.
Are you waiting? Would you try to trade him? I don't know what you're getting for him, but would you try to trade him?
If you're still doing fine without him, I wouldn't worry about it. But if you're a team that needs something to get over the hump, I think you should trade him. Yeah.
Would you trade him for Brandon Cooks?
Absolutely.
For a starter, for an actual guy you can plug in your lineup. Okay.
Yeah, I would trade him for Brandon Cooks.
And then Erickson, Leif Erickson here, picking him up. I'm just joking with you. All right,
no, I'm not. And I'm not.
Joe Mixon ran the ball 10 times. Did you see how many yards he got there?
2.
Well, that's a 0.2 a carry. It's pretty bad.
That is real bad.
Leonard Fournette rushed the ball for almost 30 times for 131 yards. Only thing he's missing was touchdowns, so still like Leonard Fournette. D.D. Westbrook, though, what do you think this was? Is this an outlier game? Is this D.D.'s good play in PPR?
I think the Bengals, they actually weren't that bad against the pass. We talked about that. They keyed in on D.J. Chark this game, and they made Gardner Minshew make the throws to his other guys, and DeeDee Westbrook was just a guy who benefited from that. But I don't.
And he did drop a touchdown pass. He had a touchdown pass right in his hands too, and he dropped it. So.
Yeah, Chark is still the guy until Nick Foles shows back up. Now Nick Foles will be practicing this week, so if you need a quarterback, he's going to be the guy. Gardner Minshew hasn't done good enough to win this job.
I don't know if he's but he has been winning. So there's that.
Well, he hasn't won enough. And he hasn't even completed 50% of his passes this week.
What they should do is just keep Nick Foles for the playoffs because he plays better in the playoffs.
That is true. He's a streaky guy. Streaking. Like the tank. Running through the streets.
Vikings and Lions. You already brought up Dalvin Cook, who, yeah, he ran for a lot of yards. Him and Stephon Diggs actually had the same amount of yards. One through the air and one through the ground.
Yeah, and they count the same. So,
142. Diggs is going to get the touchdowns. Kirk Cousins, 4 touchdown passes. Who do they have next week? They have, trying to find it. Oh, my God, this is killing me. Oh, Washington on Thursday night. Would you start Kirk Cousins Thursday night?
Against Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Because he's going to go in there. You like that? You like that?
Because a lot of the other streamers are not that good. Phillip Rivers is playing Chicago.
Ugh.
Philadelphia goes to Buffalo.
Ugh.
You know, but it's not that great. So
ain't good.
And then Matthew Stafford, 4 touchdowns as well, threw a pick, whatever. Fantasy-wise, we don't care that much because it's only one. He's got the Giants next week. Go get you some Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, my what's my up boy, with Kerryon?
Yeah, talk to me about Kerryon.
He left the game with a knee injury. At that point, he was the leading rusher. When he went out, he was the best rusher. He just got banged up. No, he was fine. He was probably going to crack 100 yards, easy, no big deal. He got hurt with a knee injury. We haven't had any updates, but they waited it for a while to rule him out.
And he was on the sidelines in a brace on the stationary bike moving around, which if it was something very bad, you don't think they would have done that?
No, I think it's probably a minor injury.
Do you think he plays next week against the Giants? Right now?
I think he's got a good chance to play, yeah.
Okay.
Without knowing anything, I think he's got a good chance to play.
All right. Oakland in Lambeau against the Packers. Darren Waller did a Lambeau leap, but that touchdown didn't count. So then he just came back out, and he balled out of control. We talked about him. Josh Jacobs ran for 124. He did leave the game for a little bit, so I wonder how great his numbers would have been had he not got hurt for a little bit. But Derek Carr fumbles through the end zone, kills the momentum of Oakland, and they fell apart.
What an idiot.
And Aaron Rodgers played out of his mind.
Which
wide receiver do you want?
From Green Bay?
Yeah.
Devontae Adams?
Not Devontae Adams ain't back. He ain't even practicing. That toe's bad. So which wide receiver do you want? You got to take one.
MVS? Big. Geronimo? I mean,
MVS only had 2 catches, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's –
What about Jimmy Graham?
What do you want me to say?
Jimmy Graham.
I like Jimmy Graham. He's the guy that they keep going to in the red zone. I like Jimmy Graham. Like I said, he spreads the ball out so much right now. Without Devontae Adams there is no clear number one.
Would you rather take Jimmy Graham than streaming a Texans tight end or even Mark Andrews?
I would rather have Mark Andrews, but not the Texans tight ends, no.
Okay. Speaking of Texans tight ends, we're cruising through this thing pretty quick.
Well, it's because we spent more time on the bosses and bums. That was more fun.
It is more fun. Going through reading you guys' stat lines, you all can do that. Bums we didn't bring up for the Houston Texans, they're running backs.
Bums.
Ugh.
Friggin' bums.
It was the Colts defense, and another bum is Deshaun Watson. Like, I mean, his game wasn't terrible, but man, he left a lot out there.
Well, he hadn't been sacked in a while, actually, but then –
that first sack was weak sauce. The one where Nuke should have got the touchdown, but they called him down.
The Colts were getting a lot of pressure on him, and it was one of those games where he was just kind of I'm not going to say he was skittish because he's not skittish, but he was feeling a lot more pressure and he made some errors with his throws. That's really what it boiled down to. It didn't hurt that Will Fuller the Fifth left with an injury, which is not surprising because he always gets injured at some point throughout the season.
Yep, and I think it was a hamstring or one of those soft tissues with Will Fuller that he's already been banged up with. I could see him missing next week. It is against Oakland, so hopefully Nuke has another great game because his two good games have came when either QT or Will Fuller out.
Now, I will say this. Kenny Stills slid right in there into the Will Fuller role as the deep ball guy, and he looked really good doing so. So that's the guy. If he's on waivers, that's the guy you want to go get for sure.
And then Jacoby Brissett. Rest of the season, Jacoby Brissett, Jared Goff.
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay. I mean,
I'd take him over Phillip Rivers. I'd take him over quite a few guys right now.
I think Phillip Rivers is more of a game manager. I can see that easily. Jared Goff is the one that's been throwing a lot of touchdowns the last couple of years under McVay. We already talked about Zach Pascal, T.Y. Hilton, and Eric Ebron.
What a beautiful catch by Ebron.
And then Marlon Mack kind of disappointed, but when your quarterback throws four touchdowns, that's what happens.
Yeah, you would have liked to have seen him throw the ball to Marlon Mack a little bit more, but he was just shredding this defense today, so he didn't need to throw it to the running backs too much.
Cardinals and Giants. Daniel Jones, he's a turnover machine, and I never thought I'd say that after Eli left, that he might be worse than Eli turning the ball over.
Danny Dimes.
Saquon Barkley came back, for a little bit, but was limping around, but did play the whole game, did finish the game, did get that touchdown at the end of the game, so.
Golden Tate is the guy that you want, though.
He's the PPR guy. I wonder if this changes if Sterling Shepard comes back, but right now with Sterling Shepard still in the concussion protocol, I'm probably going to be there for a while. Yeah, he is the guy you want. And Evan,
I think Dan. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I think Daniel Jones is probably just refreshed seeing how open Golden Tate is all the time. And he's like, oh, I should probably throw that guy. So,
and we,
I don't blame him.
We talked about Chase Edmonds being a guy that go pick up. He should have been picked up. If he's not, go grab him. I'm not going to lie. I went to all my leagues to see where he was at. And he was owned in most of them. But put the waiver claims in for him. And then other than that, on Arizona, man, it was just bad. Patrick Peterson's back, so they can cover a tight end, I guess, now.
Yep.
I don't know. It just
sure did.
Kyler Murray didn't really do anything, so the receivers didn't do anything, and Chase Edmonds ran all over the field.
Yeah, just like we knew. Just like we knew what happened.
Yep, you called know? It. Chase Edmonds all over the field.
Just how I drew it up.
And then here, this one's going to take us a while. Niners, Redskins. They played the monsoon.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson, though. Plays on Thursday. What about him? He plays on Thursday night against Minnesota. You starting him? You starting him over Royce Freeman?
No. Against Minnesota? No.
I'm just asking. Over Chase Edmonds against New Orleans?
No.
Whoa, okay.
No.
No. What about over Miles Sanders against Buffalo?
I think I'd rather start Sanders, dude.
Mm. It is a short week, and I do worry with Adrian Peterson's age about the short week, how it's going to affect him, and maybe not getting a lot of work.
I also worry about how much that line sucks. Why aren't they just trading Trent Williams? I don't understand this.
Because Daniel Snyder has enough money that he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and what he doesn't want to do is win, apparently.
And the 49ers have the ball. Tevin Coleman got 20 rushes, so he's the clear guy?
No, this was a situation where Breida went out for quite some time. He was hurt. He did end up coming back, but they kind of just told him, like, hey, don't worry about coming back in right now. Just hang out. Let Tevin Coleman take over. Because Breida was actually out carrying Coleman till that point.
Okay.
When he got hurt.
Then the one thing I do want to bring up is that George Kittle probably would have had a touchdown run had the field conditions been a little better. He went to cut it back, and he just slipped and fell. So,
dude, those were the worst field conditions I've seen in a game in a long time.
Covered in long water. Time. You just want to shoot through all these games, man? We got it.
We might as well.
Three more games, go. Chargers Titans. Phillip Rivers, you already said it. 2 touchdowns. Austin Eckler only rushed for 7 yards, but man, he caught 7 passes for 118. Hunter Henry. If he's out there, he should be owned, but maybe somebody's letting him slide through. Another week in a row. He is the other target there. We kind of talked about Keenan Allen. 10 points, not what you want from him. But I think we overhyped him from how big he was. Because if you look back, what was he, like a 4th-round pick?
He was like a third.
If you put him back into what draft price you did for him, now if you traded for him after he blew up, you're probably a little more upset. But if you put him back into, like, think about those other guys that went in the 4th round, you know, what's going on with them. Like, Juju was a 2nd-round pick. Would you rather have Keenan Allen or Juju? You already said Keenan Allen over Juju the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So just remember, keep that in mind when you're thinking of Keenan Allen.
That's true.
And Derrick Henry just gets work.
Yeah.
He just runs ahead.
He knows. Well, we talked about it. They have a great record when he gets more than, what, 18 carries?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. New Orleans. Latavius Murray said that he can run the ball, rushed 27 times against Chicago's defense, who you actually said was not that great against the running backs. So he rushed for 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did have a 3rd touchdown that was called back for a hold, so he could have had an even bigger game. Michael Thomas, 9 for 131. Didn't get the touchdown, but that's Michael Thomas game for you.
Can't guard Mike.
Nope. Obviously, Drew Brees is getting his job back as soon as he wants it back. As soon as he's healthy enough to go, they're going to put him in there.
Yeah.
And the offense will only get better.
Do I hate him?
Yes. Fantasy-wise.
I don't hate.
Fantasy-wise.
I strongly dislike Taysom Hill and what he does.
Yes. He catches a touchdown pass. Why?
You can't start him. He's not startable in any situation.
He just
takes away work from guys that, like, even on the Mark Ingram days last year, whenever you're like, oh, they'll probably go ahead and punch this in with Mark Ingram. No, Taysom Hill would run an option and he would run it. Like, why? What's the point of this?
So I was talking to Eric about this game because the Bears players, they did actually score some points, but it was all in garbage time. Allen Robinson finally saved the day at garbage time. But you got 2 offensive-minded head coaches, right? You got Sean Payton and Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
The difference, though, is Sean Payton knows how to, oh, these are my players. I know what they do well. Let me put them in a situation they know what to do well. Now, Matt Nagy, I'm smarter than all of you. I'm going to have my guys do stuff that I want them to do. I'm not sure if they can do it or not. Like rolling Mitchell Trubisky out in a 4th-and-3, and he throws the ball away. He threw it away. Yeah. It's like, dude, it's 4th down. Throw an interception. Who cares?
Yeah. No, I know. He did the right thing.
Yeah, but David Montgomery just looks bad. Mitchell Trubisky, like we said, he threw the ball 54 times.
Yeah.
And he only had 251 yards and 2 touchdowns. And all of that was at the end of the game.
Yep.
Allen Robinson, 10 for 87, a touchdown. Saints. Is this Saints defense or Bears offense?
I think it's mostly Bears offense, dude.
I mean, Saints defense is really good, but that Bears off, nothing goes with it.
They already knew that the game was out of hand at that point whenever the Saints started giving up points. So that's the reason that these numbers look a little bit better, but it was the Bears played terribly.
So I was listening to Red Zone and the guy was on there because he was cutting to the Chicago game and I had Troy Aikman just talking about Mr. Trubisky. He's like, just throw the ball to Tariq Cohen. He's right there. Just throwing the ball. He's in the flat. Throw it. Nope. Okay. And he's like, poor Aikman. He's a class act. He had to deal with the Thursday night game, which had great people in it, you know. Had to watch Joe Flacco out there. And then 4 days later, now you got to watch good old Mr. Trubisky.
Yeah, he laughed at the Broncos for bringing Joe Flacco back out there, considering how horrible he was playing. And then he got Mitchell Trubisky and Teddy Bridgewater. It's not good, dude.
All right, last game, Ravens Seahawks. Lamar Jackson, man, he just is fast. It was another rainy game in Seattle, so obviously weather is what it is up in Seattle. Did you see where he made like five Seattle players like run into each other and stuff? Like it's stuff you see drawn up in movies. Like he cut back, two Seattle players hit each other. He ran between another couple, they fell down. The dude's a freak on the field.
Yeah, I just wish he would do something with that hair.
That's hair is perfect. Chris Carson probably let you down a lot because he didn't get in the end zone. He had three straight 100-yard plays, but I think the game plan for Seattle was stop the run. And then Marcus Peters, baby. What do we say he does? He jumps routes. He jumped that route.
That's what he did.
Tyler Lockett, though, he's still shooting his way up into the top 16 wide receivers.
Well, he was 10th before this week. He's probably a little higher now. So
yep, cruising along.
It's working out.
Russell Wilson, though, this is actually a bad game for Russell Wilson. It doesn't help when DK Metcalf just drops the ball on the ground. We try to switch hands, but those biceps are just too big.
Well, he needs to spit that pacifier out, and then maybe.
Did you see it?
He'd be all right. Yeah, I saw it. It's pink, and it's pink with a yellow little.
The little handle on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
But what pass catcher do you want? If you had to own a Ravens pass catcher, is Mark Andrews the only guy you want to own?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as much as we like Lamar Jackson, he only completed 9 of his 20 catches. And we did say he had a lot of bad drops. Was he throwing them low to guys? Yes, but he hit them right in the chest when they fell down. Like Willie Snead and Mark Andrews dropped back-to-back passes. Chris Carson, you worried? You fine with it?
I'm fine with it.
Still got 21 carries.
Yeah, he still got the work.
And he plays Atlanta next week, so.
There you go. Boom. Have fun with that.
So who are you rushing out on the waiver wire to go pick up? First off, you dropping the Lazard King now that Scantling and Allison are healthy?
Yep.
Okay, dropping them. But who are you going to go pick up?
Well, I'm going to be paying attention to the Kerryon Johnson news. If not, I'm going to go get Ty Johnson. A starting running back is a starting running back. I understand he didn't have a great game, but he does get involved in the passing game a little bit, and that's huge in PPR. So Ty Johnson, I'd be interested in him. Devin Singletary, if he's out there, I still like him quite a bit. Oh, man. Zach Pascal, we talked about him earlier. Zach Pascal is a guy that I absolutely want to have on my team.
What about Gerald Everett?
Just to kind of see what happens.
Gerald Everett.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had another good game. Tight end wise, it's what you want to see. Corey Davis, 44% owned. I think you can go up there and add Corey Davis.
Yeah.
We talked about Chase Edmonds. Should already probably be owned. If he's not, go get him. Oh, Chase Edmonds, only 28% owned in ESPN leagues.
What about Kenny Stills? I mean, with Will Fuller V coming out, how do you feel about Kenny Stills?
He's an okay ad, but I would rather have Corey Davis, Chase Edmonds, Latavius Murray, who's only 51% owned.
Would you be willing to go try and get Didi at this point or Nick Foles since he's coming back soon?
No. I think even when Nick Foles comes back, I think DJ Chark is still going to be the bigger play guy. You can go get Didi if you want, but I think he's too owned, honestly. Oh, he's 71% owned. So I want to bring this up. Kareem Hunt. It's week 7. It's over. Was it 3 more weeks till he comes back?
He's put week 10 is when he's supposed to come back.
So would you be willing to go out there and get Kareem Hunt? 55% owned. Kareem Hunt or Ito Smith? Ito Smith just left on a stretcher.
I'd rather have Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt is one of those guys that Nick Chubb's playing so well. I don't know how valuable he really is going to be to his team.
Do you see it becoming like an Aaron Jones and a Jamal Williams situation? Does Aaron Jones is the better guy, and he plays better when he gets the opportunities, but you still see Jamal Williams still touchdowns.
I think he could be, but
Peyton Barber or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
Ronald Jones or Kareem Hunt? On your roster right now today, like, who are you going to carry going into the rest of the season? Ronald Jones.
I still like Rojo right now. I still like Rojo right now.
Okay. What about Chris Thompson, who is hurt? Dealing with turf toe.
He's dead. He's dead to me.
Drop him?
Dead to me.
Okay.
D-E-D.
And I think if you're a Chris Carson owner, you have to go get Rashad Penny. He's only 50% owned, but you need to handcuff him. It's that time of season where you got to start handcuffing your guys.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you don't want to get to the playoffs, and then your number one guy's down.
You would have felt great if you had had Chase Edmonds this week. So
if you'd have started him. Man, think if you're a Kamara owner and you're like, well, Chase Edmonds is all I got. Let me throw him out here.
Yeah, dude.
Don't you wish you would? I started Devonta Freeman over Chase Edmonds in one league, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
I started him in FSA. That didn't really pan out, so.
Oh.
Yeah. We still love you over there at FSA, guys. Yeah. It's my fault.
Give us a little FSA drop for you sending us on the way.
All right, you guys, you can always go to Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook every Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern time. Brian comes on and he gives you a breakdown of what happened the previous week, some NFL news, talks about some great sponsors that he had. Go check them out, Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook. You can also go check out the website at fsa-fr.com. Like I said, it's just a great company, and you guys should see right now there's 80 teams involved in this. Regions all over the America. He comes out with weekly power rankings. I mean, the time that he puts into this is incredible. So I just want you guys to go out there and be able to appreciate it. But yeah, and that's pretty much it. FSA, you're great, guys.
Woo!
Thanks for tuning in to the Arkham Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Josh. He's Brad. I'm Brad. He's Josh. Thanks for Brad. You can find him at Tack Jones. You can find me at FF Josh Hughes. You can find Eric at Gunsaveld19. He's going to be back at some point, we're assuming. And at some point. And you can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at EmptyWagonFF. We love you guys, and we will see you on Tuesday.
And you check out FSA if you want to see Eric's beautiful mug. He's still giving you heroes and villains. He's not too good at it, but just listen to the opposite of him. He's good at villains.
Yeah, he's horrible at heroes.
And I also want to say, because of a programming malfunction, that's me, we didn't do a pie bet this week on players. So we're gonna double up next week. Yeah, Josh doesn't know that. Just told him. We're doubling down next week.
I was thinking about today, like, am I pie guy? Oh, well, I didn't have a pie guy, so.
All right, later, guys.
All right, later.